Shalom and Yeshua. This is Rabbi Deborah Brandt, and today is day 18 of our 40 days of Teshuva to Yom Kippur audio devotional. I'm going to open up with Psalm 27 from the Tree of Life version. Adonai is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Adonai is a stronghold of my life. Whom shall I dread? When evildoers approached me to devour my flesh, my adversaries and my foes, they stumbled and fell. Though an army camp besiege me, my heart shall not fear. Though war breaks out against me, even then will I be confident. One thing I have asked of Adonai, and that will I seek, to dwell in the house of Adonai all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of Adonai and to meditate in his temple. For in the day of trouble he will hide me in his sukkah, conceal me in the shelter of his tent, and set me high upon a rock. Then will my head be high above my enemies around me. In his tabernacle I will offer sacrifices with shouts of joy. I will sing praises to Adonai. Hear, Adonai, when I call with my voice. Be gracious to me and answer me. To you my heart says, seek my face. Your face, Adonai, I seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my help. Do not abandon me or forsake me. O God, my salvation, though my father and my mother forsake me, Adonai will take me in. Teach me your way, Adonai, and lead me on a level path because of my enemies. Do not turn me over to the desire of my foes, for false witnesses rise up against me, breathing out violence. Surely I trust that I will see the goodness of Adonai in the land of the living. Wait for Adonai, be strong, and let your heart take courage, and wait for Adonai. The goal of El Chet is to get to the root of the problem, to become more like Yeshua and become conformed to his image, and Torah is a process. It does not happen overnight. The key is never to give up, because he does not give up on us. We are all under construction and a work in progress, and this is a time to do spiritual house cleaning. Number 17, for the sin that we have sinned before you through foolish speech. This is what we can call wasted talk. When we talk with people, are we ministering words of life? We wouldn't think of foolish speech as being a sin before God, but have we ever listened to some of our conversations? I know the more I grow spiritually, the less time I have for foolish speech. It is easy to get caught up in it. We all have done it, but when all is said and done, have we grown or have we digressed after a discussion? When we gather for social events with believers, what do our conversations focus on? Are we busy talking about this minister or that minister and picking apart people? Are we challenging each other's spiritual growth? Proverbs has much to say about speech. Proverbs 10:21, the lips of the righteous feed many, but fools die for want of wisdom. Proverbs 15:2, the tongue of the wise uses knowledge aright, but the mouth of fools pours out foolishness. Proverbs 15:14, the heart of him that has understanding seeks knowledge, but the mouth of fools feeds on foolishness. Proverbs 8:7, for my mouth shall speak truth, and wickedness is an abomination to my lips. Proverbs 10:18 and 19, he that hideth hatred with lying lips, and he that uttereth a slander is a fool. In the multitude of words there wanteth not sin, but he that refrains his lips is wise. Proverbs 10:14, wise men lay up knowledge, but the mouth of the foolish is near destruction. Proverbs 14:3, and the mouth of the foolish is a rod of pride, but the lips of the wise shall preserve them. Proverbs 14:7, go from the presence of a foolish man, when thou perceiveth not in him the lips of knowledge. Proverbs 15:7, the lips of the wise disperse knowledge, but the heart of the foolish does not so. What other types of foolish speech are we to avoid? Titus 3:9, but avoid foolish questions and genealogies and contentions and strivings about the law, for they are unprofitable and vain. 2 Timothy 2:23, but foolish and unlearned questions avoid, knowing that they do gender strife. Ephesians 5:4, neither filthiness or foolish talking nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. Journal food for thought. People have a habit of talking for talking's sake. When we're bored, we may get on the phone and talk and talk and talk. Don't talk without a purpose. In any conversation, ask yourself, is there any point to this conversation? Am I learning anything? Am I growing? If you can't identify the point, there probably is none. Ask yourself, did I waste time by talking about trivial things? Do I seek to share words of Torah and the gospel or the good news of our Messiah at every opportunity? I want to pray the walk of sanctification. I have a sign in my office that says, Father, put your arm around my shoulders and your hand over my mouth. Father, thank you for sanctifying us by truth. And thank you, Father, especially for sanctifying, circumcising our lips. Your word is truth. Yeshua, you consecrated yourself for my sake. So I will be truth consecrated in my mission. In the name of Yeshua, I repent and turn from my wicked ways, including foolish talking. I wash myself, make myself clean. I cease to do evil, and I am learning to do right with my lips. Father, you dwell in me and walk with me, so I leave the corruption and compromise of foolish talking, and I leave it for good. You are my Father, and I will not link up with those who would pollute me, because you want me all for yourself. I purify myself from everything that contaminates my body and spirit, especially words, Father, that are not pleasing to you, perfecting holiness out of reverence for Yahweh. Father, I confess my sins. You are faithful and just to forgive my sins and to cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Yeshua has been made unto me wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. Father, I thank you that my life is sanctified and my words are sanctified. I submit myself to you, Yahweh, spirit, soul, and body. I strip myself of my old, unrenewed self and put on the new nature, changing whatever needs to be changed in my life, especially the words that come out of my mouth. The desire of my heart is to be a vessel unto honor, sanctified, fitting for the Master's use, and prepared for every good work. Thank you, Father, that I will eat the good of the land, because you have given me a willing and obedient heart, and my mouth and my lips have been sanctified and agree with what your word has to say. In Yeshua's name, amen.